This is the news in brief from the United Nations. African nations are among the world's largest and most generous hosts of refugees, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in his message to commemorate this year's Africa Day. According to estimates by the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, the continent hosts 26% of the global refugee population. The UN's partnership with Africa is based on mutual respect, solidarity, complementarity, and interdependence. But it's also rooted in a sense of deep gratitude, said Mr. Guterres, recalling that the majority of peacekeepers around the world come from there. The first ever United Nations African Union annual conference was held in April, aimed at strengthening cooperation between the two organizations. The Secretary General promised to reaffirm his commitment to Africa as a partner, friend, and advocate for changing the narrative about this diverse and vital continent. The warmth of 2,500 smiles of Palestinian children and sounds of delightful cheering during a clown show last month reverberated in the West Bank. A performance by the Danish organization Clowns for Care drew excitement from some children attending schools run by UNRWA, the UN agency that assists Palestinian refugees. UNRWA helped to arrange for clowns to perform in its schools and one of its hospitals, as well as play with young patients and students. These children were targeted because they've experienced violence and psychological stress firsthand, hoping it would provide them with a sense of optimism for the future. In a Jalazone refugee camp school near Ramallah, Deputy Director for Programs, Meg Odette, attended in full clown costume. She expressed the UN's gratitude for the support of Clowns for Care and other clowning groups, as it creates a fun interaction opportunity for students, teachers, and staff alike. 1 month after a pledging conference raised $1 billion for Yemen, several UN member states have paid their dues. The UN spokesperson has confirmed a resurgent cholera outbreak in war-torn Yemen has spread with unprecedented speed in 19 of the country's 22 governorates. The high-level pledging event for the humanitarian crisis in Yemen took place in Geneva on April 25th this year. Stéphane Dujarric has more.
And those countries that have fully paid up are Andorra, Australia, Austria, Azerbaijan, Canada, China, Denmark, Ireland, Liechtenstein, Lithuania, New Zealand, the Russian Federation, Slovenia, Sweden, and the United States. The United Nations also welcomes the additional United States announcement of $77 million for the famine response, as well as $4.3 from the European Commission and $1.2 from Norway for the cholera response.
The UN predicts there'll be at least 100,000 new cases in the next 6 months, but less than half of the health facilities are fully functioning. The organization and its humanitarian partners are seeking over $55 million to prevent and treat cholera in Yemen over the next 6 months. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.